And good morning, folks. You're tuning into another episode of Car Musings. Thank you very much for being here. I'm your host, Matt Morgan. And how are you doing today? How is your integrity today? Are you doing the right thing when no one else is watching? That is the question, my friends. So it's been a weird morning so far. My cameras around my house detected some movements. Seems there's some perpetrators within the neighborhood that law enforcement had left a calling card saying they came on by and want to see my cameras. Unfortunately, I have cameras, but, you know, just like anything, they're more deterrents, right? Because what are you going to detect? What are you going to do with it? You know, I don't spend a lot of high-end money on this stuff, but, you know, either or. Of course I'm going to help them out, because that's what I do. That's what law-abiding citizens do, you know. That's what the good people do. They keep everybody safe, not just themselves, right? So, yeah, I'm going to see what I got and give them to them and all that stuff. Anyways, before I get further into this, hey, folks, I just want to mention a few things. And primarily the thing is that I've been debating about a lot of things and nickel and diming and trying to figure out some solutions. And, I'm trying to make some transitions to cut some corners to save some pennies because finances have been tough. And I'm sorry, but a lot of you motherfuckers haven't been stepping up to the plate. So it's, you know, I'm glad you've been enjoying what I've been putting out there. And I'm glad you've been listening because I see the numbers. But you got to step up, man. Step up. And if you're not stepping up, so I'm going to have to make some costs and some changes and everything else. So right now, I'm in the transition of moving our previous shows and episodes over to another home. I have to cut ties with my podcast host because the cost factors involved in that and find other solutions. This is probably stage one of maybe two. I don't know if I'll have to just cancel the shows altogether for the time being, take a little break, who knows. You know, I'll have to see how I structure everything, you know, we'll have to see, you know, we don't do a lot of advertising. We don't throw ourselves into people's face. People find us. And, you know, I ask you guys to share and tell people and that kind of stuff, right? Share us, tell people about us, get us some exposure. If you don't have deep pockets, that's fine. Maybe you know somebody that does. But either way, you know, shit costs money other than time. And that's all I've ever asked for, right? Is give us a listen, give us a share, tell people about us, you know, throw a few bucks to help us with production costs. That'd be great. But at this point, nobody's stepping up, and it's disappointing. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, you folks. But it is what it is. So, I'm glad you've been enjoying all these years, but I'm just going to have to reel it in a bit. So, that's what I'm doing. I'm reeling it in a bit. And, so we're doing a transition. We're moving the show over to some free servers. Hopefully, we can find them and get that taken care of. So, that's what's new on that. On that thing. I know people start looking at it, well, that's nickel and diming. Well, you know, everything adds up, right? Everything adds up. You know, if you start crunching the numbers on the cost factors per year, you start crunching those numbers, you start looking at that and you go, well, yeah, okay. You know, when you start adding everything together, there is a cost factor, right? There is a certain amount that is it does add up. And it's not much if people are putting a few bucks here and there, but, you know, if somebody else is doing all the heavy lifting, yeah, it's a different story altogether. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. Anyway, so that's what's happening. We're switching over to free servers. Failing that, we're going to put the brakes on our shows and our episodes and everything else for a bit. So I could focus on other stuff. I'm literally in that crunch time. I'm in that state, right? I'm in that crunch time. So I have to do something that's going to be, you know, feasible. I have to do something. Anyway, that's about it on that one. I hope you're doing well. I hope everything's good on your side of things, your neck of the woods. I hope you're doing the right thing, and I hope you're living the best you can. That's important. It really is. It really is. So what can I say? What can I say on my side of things? I'm still doing the job hunting. Things are starting to come together. As I mentioned a few episodes ago, things are starting to come together. Slowly but surely, everything is coming together, and I'm happy about it. It's an end in sight, but I don't want to count my chickens until they're hatched, right? Really don't want to count my chickens until they're hatched. So that's kind of why I'm still moving forward with playing it safe in a few areas. The world being what the world is. It's a good idea once in a while to take check of what you've invested in, what you've put yourself in, what you put your time into, and going from there. It's been a lot of holding my breath, biting my tongue, a lot of trying to just fit in form. I feel so 1984-ish. I really do. It really sucks, not being allowed to have a voice, not being able to express oneself, being very reserved on stuff. It is kind of frustrating because, as you know, I believe in having a voice for the people. This is why I do the podcast. This is why I do what I do, because I believe in having a voice. I believe in change. I believe in making a change. A lot of people stay quiet and shut up and everything else and play it safe. I don't think that promotes change. I think you really need to promote change by speaking out about stuff, by actioning stuff that's positive for people, for the community, for the world in a whole. That's kind of what I do, and that's what I've always done. But, as I said, the world's becoming very 1984-ish to a degree. And you do anything along those lines, you're ostracized. You're shoved aside. And, okay, I'm going to start playing their game. I'm going to start playing their game. I'm going to start doing what they're expecting everyone to fall in line and do. Unfortunately, it's a sad state of affairs when change comes at a price to a family. So, am I bitter? Oh, I'm fucking bitter in a few different areas, but I've learned to deal with it. I've learned to cope with it. I've learned to come to terms with it because you can't have all that eat away at you. You can't have all that eat away inside you. You pretty much just have to just learn to deal with it. And that's the thing. You just have to. You have to, or it's going to eat you alive. You really do. You have to just go, okay, that shit happened. What have I learned? Move forward. And that's good advice in any direction. What have I done? What have I experienced? What have I learned? How can I use it moving forward? And that's kind of where I'm at this point. But I'm also gonna, it's good to take stock, when I'm looking at my expenses and stuff like that, making a few last minute investments into some areas that I'm hoping are going to pay off. It's a good idea to keep check on stuff. Like, okay, where am I spending? Where am I doing this? Where am I doing that? And it's not like I'm living high in the hog, but I deserve to have more of that top shelf, meat, so to speak. And I want to get back into that. I want to get into that area again to be able to enjoy things. I've come to the realization that one voice can make a change, but you got to have people jump on board and willing to actually step up to the mission. And if they're not willing to step up to the mission, you're pretty much solo against many, and that's not going to do you much good. That's a huge uphill battle. Huge uphill battle. You know, when you're trying to deal with that, it's just a huge uphill battle. You're not going to get anywhere far, anywhere quickly. Unfortunately. Holy fuck. Give me a lottery win, will you? Give me something. Give me a buffer. Give me a buffer so I can stop holding my breath every day. You know? Give me a buffer so I can stop, you know, stressing in the back of my head whether or not shit's going to get paid. Because, you know, you start making changes in small little areas, eventually the desperation meter starts ticking a little more. When the desperation meter starts ticking a little more, you start thinking creatively outside of the box. Okay, so I've cut the streaming service. I've cut this service. I've cut that service. I've cut down that expense and everything else. When all that runs out, my friends, what's next? You know, what's next? Anyways, I think maybe I should just take a break from the show for a bit. I'm thinking that's probably what's going to be one last thing on my plate to stress over. One last thing I have to think about in the back of my head. Thank you for those who tune in. I do appreciate you. I do appreciate you being here. I do appreciate, you know, if any of what I've said has helped anybody, I made a change in somebody's world in a positive way, then by all means, then it was worth it. But, you know, this is a team effort, my friends, and it really is. And if you're not willing to step up, do the honorable thing, then, you know, that's on you. I can't do anything about that. And, you know, glad I was here for you. Too bad you couldn't be here for me. Well, it's not a pity party. It's simply fucking reality, dudes. Like, it's reality. Shit costs money, you know? I don't know if I'll do a fancy episode, because I don't know. A lot of my episodes are conclusions. I do have I was listening to a lot of my podcasts, previous shows and episodes and everything else, and I made a really cool one for when I was ending a show, and it's pretty neat. If you go to my other shows and listen to the last episode, you can see what I mean. But it's just, I think I might come back to Car Musings. I really do. I think I probably will. I like it. It's casual, and if I can implement a system that works, that I can live with, then great, I'll do it. But yeah, I think I'm going to put brakes on it. I don't want to look at the calendar all the time and go, shit, I got to do a show. And I'm getting to that point where, you know, I don't want to keep repeating the same stuff, rehearsing, just over and over again, the same crap. I don't want to keep doing that. I think that's going to, as a listener, it's got to be really boring to, oh yeah, Matt Morgan, fuck, we've heard it before. Like, geez, buddy, like, get over it. You know, you're sitting there listening to it, like, get over it. Stop freaking on repeat. You know, and I don't want to keep saying that. You know how the world is. You know my views on it. You know other people's views on it. But, you know, I don't want to keep rehashing it. You know what the problems is. You know the countries are being invaded by immigrants, you know, migrating and invading a lot of countries and causing chaos. That's going to come to a head, so to speak. People are going to stand up. There's going to be war within the streets. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be a lot of displacement. There's going to be a lot of other things. Prepare for it is all I'm going to say. And hoping I'm wrong. Hoping that's not the vision I'm seeing. But I am seeing a rise in criminals of the unsavory, the people that should not be out on civilized streets. When I see more of a cop presence, when I see more things that are concerning, I basically start saying to myself, hey, something's up. That's not right. That's a sign that, you know, times are changing, and I don't want that. I want the safety. I want the peace of mind. I don't want to have to worry about what goes on when I go to sleep. I don't want to worry about my kid when she leaves the house. Yeah, that's not stuff that really I want to have weigh on me. So, yes, I do believe in exports. I do believe in getting rid of those that are uncivilized and unvetted and unstimulated that shouldn't be in a civilized society. That's not racist. That's just common sense. If you don't know the ways of society, if you do not know the way things should be, if you do not know how to be a law-abiding citizen, if you do not know how to be civil, then you should not be in a civilization. Plain and simple. If you cannot act the right way, you have no place in being given the luxuries of being in a society that provides. Right? So yes, you should be removed. End of story. There's no debate on that one. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care about any of that. Live your life, but not at the expense of others. So I do want to conclude on that. Other than that, there is the corporate greed. There is the selfishness. There is the, people that are completely unempathetic towards anybody else, that are completely self-righteous, self-entitled dickheads. Frankly, they should, be exported as well. People don't think about the consequences of their actions when it comes to other people and all that stuff. Those are people that should be treated as criminals, in my opinion. I think the greed should have their wealth taken and distributed. That's just the way it is. Provide means, provide comfort, to provide, peace of mind, but not in extreme. Not in extreme. A lot of people have more and more that they need and more luxuries. And then when they have that peace of mind of wealth, then they end up going through for the power. And then they get big heads. And then they start thinking they're invincible because, well, I don't have nothing to worry about, so I'm going to do my thing, right? And then they get big heads and they get big egos. I've seen the way it is, But the struggle keeps you humble. The struggle makes you desperate too. But, when you're sitting on top of the pile of money, then you start getting a big head. You start ego. And start losing track of yourself. And you start power tripping. That's not right. That should be taken care of. The rest of it, education is important. Educate yourself. Don't be ignorant. Learn the laws, learn the rules of the land, learn the right ways to do things. Don't be an asshole and don't be ignorant. People that want control want to keep you stupid. Don't let them do it. Educate yourself on what's what. Do yourself a favor. Do everybody that you care about a favor. Educate. Learn. Not the streets. No, I'm talking about learn. Get an education. Be productive. Do something that's actually important. Make a change. Don't make more problems, but make changes that are positive for the evolution of things. That's how you can make a legacy. That's how you can get respect. That's how you can advance in this world. Educate yourself. Do yourself a favor. Life doesn't have to be as tough, my friends. It doesn't have to be tough. It's only as tough as you're going to make it. And everybody's contribution, everybody's little bit does play a factor, right? Everything that everybody does play a factor. If you're good to people, it reflects. If you're positive, it reflects. Same if you're negative. It's not that difficult. How could your little action make a change? It does make a change. You don't understand it makes a change. It makes a change more than you realize. So my final words, this is, as I said, this is probably going to be a final episode for a while. I'm not canceling the show. I should be back. But just listen to what I got to say here. Because a lot of this makes sense. You just have to really stop and listen. That's all you really got to do. And you got to take a reflection of yourself and think to yourself, have you been good to the people in your life that are there for you? Have you cared? Have you made an effort? Or have you used people? If you've used people, maybe you might want to change the way you do things. If somebody stepped up and has been there for you, but gave up on you because the fact is that you just seem to take. You didn't seem to help. you seem to cause more problems for that person. Those people realized something about you, about the world, about themselves, and they weren't willing to be led down the garden path and you know, fed this line of bullshit. If that's what you're doing for people, then you really got to take a hard look at yourself, make that change, and then make an effort to make the world a better place. I've had a sad realization for the last over 2 years of the struggles I've been going through. I've seen a lot of people that are some really big assholes and really, really not the people I thought they were. And these are the same people, you know, these people that I've come to realize that they're big assholes, I don't think they see it within themselves. They have this vision of themselves that is completely skewed in comparison to the reality of it all. Yes, like-minded individuals that they associate with and everything else, they think it's a reflection of who they are, but it's really not. Everybody's playing the game. Take a good look at yourself, my friends. Take a good look at yourself and really be honest with yourself. Are you a good person? Do you do the right thing? Do you do honorable things? Or are you truly an asshole? If you're truly an asshole, well, you know, that's how you're going to be remembered when your days are done. You're going to be that asshole. How much do you think people are going to actually remember you in any sort of light? You know what? That's up to you. That's up to you. What do people's secrets say behind your back? Are you curious? I wonder if you are curious. You should be curious. Because that is the reflection that the world sees you. And if you want that reflection to be a lot better than it is, then do something about it. Do something about it. Change your methods, change your ways. You can do it. You just have to want to do it. And if you don't want to do it, again, that's on you. But, you know, don't start looking at everybody else as being the problem. Don't start laughing at individuals because they decided to make a change in the world and try to do something different and something better and something beyond themselves. Don't laugh at those individuals, because those are the people that are fighting the silent fight when you're sitting there having a good time laughing your ass off and playing ignorance. Those are the people that you should be actually admiring. Those are the people you should be lifting up. Those are the people that you should truly say, hey, you know what? That person's doing the right thing. That's the person I should be backing. That's the person that I should be supporting. But no, you laugh. You view the world in the way you do. And you make excuses. And that's up to you. If that's how you want to be remembered, that's how you want to live, that's up to you. I can't change that. But I think you should start looking at yourself a little more. You know? Be the change you want the world to be. Make the changes you want the world to be. If you don't do it for yourself, try to look beyond yourself. If you've been blessed with having kids, think about the world you're leaving for the kids. Think about the impression you're leaving on the world at all. Like, that's the biggest thing you got to think about. It's not just today. It's not just tomorrow. But what happens in the future? You know, because when we're all said and done, it's those ones that are actually going to try to make the difference in the world that are going to be remembered. Those ones that basically laughed it off and had a good chuckle and everything else and, you know, made excuses and everything else, those aren't people going to be remembered. It's up to you what you want to remember. Anyways, my final note on this, learn what the word integrity means. Try to be a better person. Try to do the right thing. Put your selfish addictions aside. Put your lustful desires for whatever aside. Stop being a glutton. Stop being so self-serving. And for Christ's sakes, if you're going to start sprouting that you're fucking religious, be the fucking religion. Don't be friggin' raising hell for 6 days a week, then on the seventh day go to church thinking you're all forgiven and holy. No. You either live right by your faith or fuck off. There's none of this selective calling yourself a Christian and then fucking completely, you know, abusing somebody for your own pleasures, you know, every other time, every moment of the day, every other time. Like, that's not how it fucking works, people. It's either you walk the walk, and you talk the talk, but don't bullshit. People can see right through it. You know, don't start, you know, saying that this is right and this is wrong and then blah, 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 blah. You can't be selective of it. It's either you believe and you live right by it or you don't. But don't fuck around because, honestly, people are laughing behind your back. It's either fucking step up, do it, or don't fucking say that you're something that you're not. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Anyways, I'm going to conclude on this one. Hey, folks. As I said, it's been great for you guys tuning in for Car Musings. Appreciate you being here. I wish we could have made more of a partnership of this together. Wish we could have made the distance with this. But, you know, if it's not going to be a natural evolution, natural progression, sharing and everything else and being out there, then it is what it is. I'm not going to do ads. I'm not going to, you know, promote the show, ram it down people's throats and say, you got to listen, blah, blah, blah. That should just be a natural process. And okay, so it is where it is. You know, maybe we'll do better next show. Maybe we'll do better next time. Next time around, maybe we can get it right. Maybe we can do it right. We'll have to see. Between now and then, my friends, I hope you find the peace that you need. I hope you find the whatever you need to get by in your days. Hopefully you find another podcast that you're listening to that you enjoy as much as you've listened to and enjoyed this podcast. And yeah, just be good people and do the right thing. That's the biggest thing. You can change this world. The world could be a lot better than it is, but we all have to make an effort. I just want you to remember that. We all have to make an effort. We all have to do the right thing. Because it's not just us. We gotta stop thinking of just us. You know? So I'm gonna conclude on this. It's you know, parting is such sweet sorrow. I'm your host, Matt Morgan. It's been a pleasure bringing you another podcast. And this one being Car Musings. I'm gonna do that transfer over to new servers so you guys can always review all our old content. And I am just going to you know, call it what it is, and yeah, maybe it'll be another day in the future, but right now we have to make the changes we have to make. So I'll see you on the other side. Hopefully it's the other side that's even as early as fall or even summer of this year, you know, that I can get back in the horse, get back in the saddle, get back in the mic, but we'll have to see what happens. All right, it's been fun. Please take heed to my advice. I've given a lot of these episodes. It was well over 100. Hopefully you've learned something. Hopefully it's helped you grow. Maybe it's just amused you. Whatever the case may be. I can't express enough. It's all about dominoes, my friend. You influence more people than you realize. So set the right example. Do the right thing. I'm out. Again, I'm your host, Matt Morgan. Please check out themadmorgan.com. TheMadMorgan.com. The website will stay up. And any news and everything else, I'll be posting there. But that's going to be your home base as always, TheMadMorgan.com. You'll get your details of what's going on. And any good news that comes down the pipe. I'm going to call it. It's been a pleasure. Mad Morgan out. Bye for now.